Any other issues or questions that you get from oncologists about myeloma that we haven't talked about?
Frequently, the question is primarily, what is the regimen I should be using for my newly diagnosed patients? And getting back to what we've talked about, that decision in part rests with the age and comorbidities of the patient. Are they going to be a transplant candidate or are they not? So that's a decision point right there. If they're not, then we're talking about a melphalan prednisone novel drug combination. If they are a transplant candidate, generally speaking, I will recommend a doublet or a triplet for initial therapy. And then what I tell them is treat the patient to their best response. If their best response is a complete remission, that's fine. If they plateau at a 90% reduction in their monoclonal protein, what we call a very good PR, that's the best response. At that point, I ask them to send us the patient for consideration of transplant.
Seems like, you know, getting back to your point about going to tertiary centers, if you know that they're heading towards transplant, seems like maybe it makes some sense to have them see the transplant center up front, maybe. Is that what you'd like to see
happen? That's what I'd like to see happen. I'm not saying that that patient needs to come to this place for their primary treatment, because
right.
That's not my goal, but I do think that it helps to have the specialist in this area become a part of the team in the management of the patient. And so that specialist can make some suggestions. Ideally, again, if there's a trial that's available, this would be a good way to start the patient.
I mean, the specialist is going to be on the team. It's just a question of when in terms of the transplant candidate.
Yes, and it makes sense to involve them earlier as opposed to later.